This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are taking a moment to celebrate my favorite people, and that's women and all that they carry. We're talking about work. We're talking about in their families, relationships, and the many roles that y'all know we hold every day. March includes International Women's Day, a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress while also recognizing how much they carry every day. Being caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. I know. I definitely feel that way. We want to remind women how much they matter, and therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in ways that they deserve. Now listen, you should take a moment to celebrate a woman in your life who has had a lasting, memorable impact on you. For me, it would be my mother. My mother raised four girls all by herself, and she is still out here achieving goals at 75 years old. I can't imagine the life she's had to live even prior to me being born, but even now, as a 75-year-old woman here in the United States, I just am in awe of her. Now, what I want you to do is to celebrate someone in your life that's a woman this month, and also reflect on the roles that they play and how much you play and the expectation that's put on you all and the pressures that you feel. Well, therapy can help balance and set healthy boundaries and support overall well-being for everyone. Let me tell you, with BetterHelp, you get quality therapists. They run a strict code of conduct and they're fully licensed. That's how they work, is by that strict code of conduct. They have a therapy match commitment. BetterHelp is going to get you matched with a good therapist on the first try. But for some reason, you're like, I'm not feeling this. You can switch at any time, all right? And from their tailored recommendations. Also, they have over 30,000 therapists. They are the world's largest therapy platform, over 6 million people globally that they've served. And they have a 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on 1.7 million client reviews. All right, listen, your well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue. That's betterhelp.com/argue. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's podcast, and on to the show. Listen up. If you're part of our Patreon, make sure you watch the unedited version or go check Patreon. We are going on tour.
Absolutely.
We're going on tour in June.
In June. This coming June. And we got them dates.
So we, you know, as per usual, we give our immediate family the exclusive. They get an early bird special. So Patreon, watch the unedited version as well. And if you're not a part of Patreon, you want to know when we're going on tour, you know what to do. patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low, low of $5. All right.
You got it.
Let's do the show.
Let's get into it.
All right, what's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Y'all know who it is. It's Angel. All right, that girl, that chick, she's so thick and she's slim and she with him. Did you raise your eyebrows?
You have to pick one.
Put them down. I could be slim, thick.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I know. You's a hoe. You better know we starting the show. Don't hold me back. I'm about to attack, rada rada tat tat on your back.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. We've been doing it for almost 10 years, and we do it every single week with our immediate family, okay?
It's not almost 10 years. It's 10. Why we go blurry?
Probably because I walked past the camera.
Now it's came back in.
It did that last week, and it changed color.
We started in February of 2016.
We've been doing this podcast 10 years. We got the 10th year thing. Yeah, it changed color randomly last week.
Oh.
It just went like extremely sepia warm.
Mm.
And then slowly toward the end, faded back normal. Anyway, I didn't even notice that it was that smooth that I had to go back and do a quick. I'm like, oh, no, it is different. Anyhow. Our immediate family, okay? That's the people that we're a little bit closer to, okay? If you just watching this on YouTube for the very first time or that's the only place you watch it, you are family, but you ain't that immediate family. You don't live in the same house as us. Are you a cousin that we go visit? You come over here to visit. their immediate family, we all live together. We all in each other's business. We be talking to each other outside of everything that everybody else hear. And you can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchicane and sign up for the low, lower $5 a month and get in on all the goodness, all the side talks, all the behind closed doors conversations, all the Wednesday talks and the Thursday talks and the random Fridays or weekends that we be popping up. Sometimes we do parties. We go on live with the Patreon.
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party.
And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You already heard from one.
And then you're going to hear from the other one, which is Wayfair. So be sure to check out both BetterHelp and Wayfair, our sponsors, because you know there's going to be a discount code of some sort, or we're just bringing you a good service. I'm getting my water in today because it is hot as hell in California.
Nah, it's warm this week. Last week was hot as hell.
It feel hot today. The way my underboob's been sweating.
It's in the 80s.
It feel like
last
it,
week no, was in the high 90s.
It was in the 90s.
It was in the
today.
Hundreds a couple of times. No, it ain't.
It was.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Who you think would know out of the two of us?
The person who was outside for most of the day.
I was outside.
I was outside for most of the day. For most of the day. How you been?
I've been good.
They were hoping that they were going to get their black beard Marcus.
Oh, no, no, no. That was a washout. Not easy, but I washed it out.
You should have kept it for the podcast. Had we been able to shoot on Monday like we were hoping, that would have definitely been a hilarious thumbnail. How'd that content do? Oh, yeah. Oh, you should have darkened. We should have had you darken your eyebrows, too.
I darken my hair, too. Just not shave. Just put something real black in there so the 5 o'clock shadow's real dark.
Uh-huh. Get you some eyebrows. What was it?
You're looking all weird.
You ain't seen yourself with all dark hair in a long time.
Nah.
Did it take you back, or is it because your beard is so thick, it's like,
nah,
that ain't me?
It didn't. At first, it just looked weird. For one, it didn't have no sheen to it. That was weird. Uh-huh. Like, no shine was in it at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I put oil on this? So I put, I actually grabbed some man shit. Man shit, you can go to manshyt.com, check it out, to like shiny it up. And it started, I was like, God dang, yeah, I can't put nothing on this stuff.
No.
So what they be doing on the shows? Do they dye it? They actually dye it, or is it like some more expensive?
It's more expensive.
Oh, yeah, I ain't going to do all that. I can only imagine what it look like on that camera, if it's going to look like black cotton.
And a lot of times they don't do, you did the mascara thing. They be doing spraying it in.
Oh.
And it's inside like a pretty, a lot of times it's inside like a pretty bottle. The bottle is glass. And it's the thing that, you know, you squeeze a little.
Oh, so you got to cover your face and do that. Oh, yeah, I ain't doing all that crap.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why?
What was boring? What was long and boring?
Boy, focus up.
I ain't focused. I'm talking to Patreon.
Right, but if you ain't going to give context to it, to the people
I'm trying
who
to find
listening.
Out. The Patreon said something was long and boring.
Listen, you must be far back.
I'm not. I'm current.
Oh, then mine is far back.
Yeah, hush up.
She's talking about a baccalaureate. Somebody was asking for something else.
Yeah, all that crap, man. They should just cancel graduations. Anyway, but other than that, I'm good. Got some physical ailments. But
what's hurting you?
Everything.
Not everything.
No, not everything. This shoulder, my left shoulder, I think I strained or tore something. This is like probably a month and a half, 2 months ago. My knee from building that damn wall, my left knee. Did I say right shoulder? I meant left shoulder.
From putting the brick on the wall.
Working on that wall from, the fence also, just kneeling down on concrete. It didn't bother me then. And I think I'm better. I think I'll be able to do my leg day tomorrow. But just usual crap. What's going on with you? I'm good.
You good? I'm tired.
I am tired. I'm still tired.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to be tired again today. But I'm A-OK. I am, too, suffering from some soreness from stroll class. My shoulder is still fatigued. That was Friday. You would have thought that I was doing overhead press for the past.
Well, if you ain't moved like that, that's about the right amount of time to be sore.
Yeah. What you looking at me like that for?
Is that the link, or is there something,
it's
a kink
back,
in your
it's back end? Okay. The way you were staring at me, I was like, what is it, Marcus? Tired because we've been working on a web series that we're going to tell y'all about for this past weekend with our good friend Denora Walcott and our other good friend Lauren Snowden. Giving her a shout out. If you all haven't, go back and watch this web series I shot called called Maternity Leave. It's on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel. I think there's only 3 episodes. The Amar didn't exist. The twins were the youngest.
Small, yeah.
I think they were 2 or 3. But we shot it all around my house. You should definitely go check it out. But the reason we shot, me and Denora shot with Lauren.
It's called The Reason.
Yes. 13 years ago. 13 years ago, I was 40 pounds lighter.
I say you can find it online too.
Yeah. We can search The Reason by Lauren, spelled the normal way, spelled the usual way. Snowden, spelled exactly how it sounds. Yeah,
Snowden.
And Denora is the lead. I play her best friend, Selena. And so the show's picking up 10 years later.
Yeah.
And I'm playing the same character, but then there is a wonderful cameo by this fine-ass man that I luckily get to sleep with as well.
I don't remember that.
What?
I'm in there. I'm in the first season.
This season, baby.
Oh, this season.
I said we're picking it up with a
10-year. Oh, I thought you were talking about, yeah.
I wouldn't be like, no, you don't what remember I was gonna, cause
I was
still,
I was gonna say, when y'all watch it, it's gonna resemble another show that all y'all are very familiar with that was actually done before that show.
Yes, it looks a lot
Insecure.
It has the type of feel, but this one is
a little goofier. Yeah, I think it's y'all this, but I think we just told Patreon.
I don't know.
Anyway, you're gonna think, like, oh, though the copy, no, she did this before. What you call it? Insecure. Anyway.
So Marcus dyed his hair black.
Yeah, because I was out on a date. I'm like, I don't know. I went on and dyed it. I said it was a character choice.
Yeah, I brought it up to him. I said, you gonna do your beard black? He was like, I don't know. I'm gonna think about it. So when he whipped out the color kit.
Yeah, I tried it one time, the little brush in thing. And then Angel was sitting there talking to him what I was doing. She was like, oh, because it happened so quick.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I ain't know if I did it right or not. It looked like it's a little big-ass mascara brush. You just brush it in.
So how do you love how much gray you have, or do you wish you had a little less?
I wanted to go one way or the other. Like, I don't do the salt and pepper. I want it either be black. I don't mind this. But all the salt, the gray that I be cutting out, like, if just go all the way gray, if that's going to be the case.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise, it just looks messy to me.
I don't know if I'm ready for you to be fully gray.
Yeah, if I go fully gray, I'm going to be a hoe.
You are.
Yeah.
You already are.
I'm going to start wearing Kangos. And
you're going to be with the silver spots. I'm going to wear brim,
all of them.
You're going to be right with them.
Walking with a whole bunch of men just straight upright
in a suit
for no reason,
just to walk down the street.
Why y'all in Walmart doing this?
Because it's sexy.
People kept tagging me. I was like, y'all, respectfully, please stop tagging me on this stuff. Please.
So how was shooting for you? How was shooting for you?
It was cool.
Were you nervous at all?
No.
Do you think it's because it was with Denora and Lauren?
Probably, yeah, but I didn't know, I only knew 2 people there outside of Angel. The head or director, what is Lauren? The producer, the director?
Director, writer, producer.
Director, writer, producer, Lauren, and then I was in the scene with Denora. So no, I wasn't nervous at all. And then we were joking around going over the script. When we went over the script, I was like, oh, I've never actually, me and you finally went, because I had it myself. So I knew my lines, but I didn't read the entire script. So I knew my lines, but I didn't know what nobody was saying before and after me. So I had the meat. I didn't have none of the bread.
Uh-huh.
So Angel was looking. I was like, oh, I go here. All right. So going over with Denora the first time, I was like, all right, how's this about to go? But after we went over to the first time, it was just, oh, I'm gonna have fun with this.
I think some of that also might have been because you were buzzed.
I was buzzed, definitely. We got there, me and Angel got there, and nobody else was there at the restaurant.
At 9:30.
At 9:30. long story short, we didn't start filming my scene until, what, 1:30, 1:45?
Yeah, it was after 1.
After 1?
We didn't wrap until 4, didn't get home until 4:30 a.m.
So we show up at 9:30, and I'm thinking there's going to be craft services. I can at least get me a neutral, what's it called, Nature Valley bar.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing there. So I walk across the street. There's a 7-Eleven across the street. I got a grocery bag full of stuff, some turkey jerky, just a bunch of random stuff. Angel needed some chips, went back across the street, and Angel had these sparkling wine things.
Yeah, I brought the sparkling wines from the house.
Yeah, so the first one, and it was cold. It was chilled, so it was good. I threw that first one back like it was a Jolly Rancher.
Listen, I'm always looking for ways to make my home feel better, and that is why I am so glad Wayfair is a sponsor of today's podcast, because you can upgrade your space with quality pieces within your budget. Plus, you can enjoy fast shipping, all right, and easy assembly options. All right, so Wayfair is able to bring our unique style to life as well as your unique style to life. They have things like mid-century modern type of furniture and home decor, farmhouse, contemporary, eclectic, etc. We're way more of a traditional slash modern type of house. So they got all of that. They have outdoor furniture, patio decor, lighter bedding. They also have closet systems. So if you're trying to get organized, storage solutions, garage organization. If you got home projects, right, furniture upgrades, or maybe you need some accent pieces or functional decor, they got stuff for your kids' playroom, as well as if you got a home office, they got what you need. And you can find what you need on Wayfair so easily. They have great reviews. The filters really help you narrow down to what you're really looking for. And they have visual tools so you'll know, is this the right fit for your house? And I'm going to tell you what, you can assemble all this stuff easily. It is so freaking easy to do. And they're different from other home retailers because the process is seamless. Also, they have thousands of five-star reviews that can help you shop comfortably. I absolutely have used Wayfair several times. We've had the same bed for 10 years from Wayfair. It has held up. So beautiful. Just our style. Again, traditional but modern. It's gray. It's tufted. And then it has an easy storage solution with the drawers underneath. I love that bed. And thank you, Wayfair, for helping me find that bed. I appreciate it. Find furniture, decor, and essentials that fit your unique style and budget. Head to Wayfair.com right now to shop all things home. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. Now back to the show.
And then I grabbed a sack because I'm also hungry. So I'm trying to fill my stomach with this sparkling wine. So halfway through the second one, I said, oh. Oh, okay, now I ain't annoyed or nothing, but they do need to hurry up. By this time, it was probably 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Well, we didn't get in there. No, no, no. This all happened around
11. Y'all take it back. It happened around 11. So it was 11:30, 12 o'clock by the time my buzz started kicking in. Mm-hmm. And then I had two more.
He wouldn't stop. I was like, don't you drink another one. It was long, and it was just long. There for a set decorations. I was the set decorator for the series, at least for two scenes. I have to go back and finish shooting next weekend before I leave.
They probably going to want me back because that's going to be silly to cut that.
You need to tell her you're available.
I told her.
Okay, you did?
Yeah, we had that conversation already.
Explicitly, you need me back because, you know, Lauren will be like, oh, I didn't think, I thought you meant like, yeah, you're in town, but you can't.
Yeah, no, we were busy this past entire weekend dealing with this series.
Yeah.
I built a third wall for them to kind of mimic two walls that's already there that they were using. So that was like back soreness. Yeah. Stayed up to like 2 a.m. one night, 2, 3 a.m. doing that.
Marcus got to see the cricket at work.
Oh, yeah. Cricket machine.
We made street signs.
We made street signs on top of transport and everything. And this weekend, the boys had a fairly busy schedule. So Angel was already gone. So I'm doing all this was on Saturday. I'm doing all the ripping and running with the boys and doing the stuff with the wall and everything. I'm like, what in the entire hell?
Because I shot with them from, I was with them from 10 to 10:30.
I thought it was insane when you got home at like 11. I was like, what? And lo and behold.
And lo and behold, you got the experience of 4 a.m. rap. Yes, my weekend, per usual, was busy. Friday, I went from doing the podcast with Kevin. Then I went and shot with them one of my scenes or two of my scenes. Then I had to do, it's Sisterhood Month in Delta. So as second vice president, I had to do all the events. So I did stroll practice, a 2-hour stroll practice at a dance studio. It was so fun. Like seeing the older sorors, I'm one of the older sorors, us come out of retirement, Marquita included.
It is such entertainment to watch older Greek stroll.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. I don't care who it is.
And then
after 35, I'm going to have my eye on you because I know it's going to be something hilarious.
Then even our neos, who are also grown women, watching them try to get it. Now, mind you, I'm like, where are we going? Where are we getting to do this? But it's still fun to do. It was great cardio. We sweated. Then the next day I had to get up and shoot all day from 10 to 10:30. Which was a lot. I had a meeting in the middle of shooting, did that. And then the following day, I was able to do a bunch of stuff. I took the boys to Jack and Jill. They learned about the government, held a meeting with the teens. Then I threw an entire tea party for my Delta chapter, which turned out, let me tell you this activity. I don't know if I told you this. They loved it. It was called A Sisterhood Poem Quilt. What does that sound like we would be doing?
Making a quilt?
We didn't. What we did, though, was everybody was given a card, and the card had a different prompt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be like sisterhood means, and they could answer it in a word up to two sentences, okay? Everybody has a different prompt. Everybody writes down. I get it. I put them in the order in which it goes. I read it and it becomes a poem. But it's quilt. I call it a poem quilt because everybody's responsible for a different patch of the basically poem. The cards are basic poems.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being so powerful, so beautifully written. Some were, you know, and the prompts were literally all different. Some were funny. Some were very sincere. Some were just honest. I was like, this right here pulled that sucker off. And the tea was amazing. Then we went to go try the food for the cotillion and botillion. Let me tell you, that Persian man cooked his butt off in that kitchen. We had this fish. It looks like a rose. It's wrapped up like a rose, the fish is. That thing was good as hell. Mm. And then the little kebab chicken.
Yeah, oh yeah, them things be good. Mm. Like, I don't know what y'all doing to this. I don't even know if it's chicken, but it'd be good every time I have it.
Well, you should have seen us up in there smacking and eating. The twins got to eat some stuff, too, because the twins were with me all day with mommy's helpers all day long.
What day was this?
This was Sunday. You remember the twins were gone. You were cleaning the house.
I was cleaning, yes. Oh, going hand. That's the other reason. I was like, why didn't I get no? This is how bad it was. Was that Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. I had to take the boys up to Santa Clarita, the one part, to the STEM thing.
Mm-hmm.
Left that, went to where Angel Nen was shooting, which is in like 5 cities over in a whole nother part of California, feel like. Put the wall up and build that. Then originally I was going to have to go back and get the boys and drive them to their next little thing. But luckily they got a ride there. Really didn't matter because by the time I got there, wrapped everything up, went home. Did I order food? Yeah. I think I ordered, or I don't know if I fixed food. I think I ordered food on the way home. It was there by the time I got home. I ate. 5 minutes later, I said, all right, Marcus, we're going to leave here at 3:15. It was 3:05. I said, I'm going to take this 10 minutes and get all gravity off my legs. Laid on the couch, crossed my leg. I don't know what was on, whatever movie was on, random movie. Probably, I don't know, Independence Day or some shit. Next thing I know, Marcus is tapping my shoulder. Dad, we got to go. I woke up. It felt like I was asleep for 6 horrible hours. Angel, tell you, I never fall asleep that quick. Ever. I mean, I don't even remember my pillow hitting the head.
Your daytime naps, you do go to sleep.
Oh,
fast.
My God.
It's when you go to bed nighttime.
Yeah, I mean, the exhaustion. I got up, and of course, my head's spinning. I'm like, what? So took him out there, road construction, him being all confused about that. Got back home, sat down for a little bit. Then he had to go back and get the goddamn twins. Go back and get Marcus. I took Marcus and brought the twins back.
That's Saturday.
That was just Saturday. And then Sunday, cleaning the house all day and then going up there at 9:30 and getting back at 4, actually close to 5.
Now, the reason why I'm still tired is that we got home at 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wake up at 6:30. I woke up at 6:30 so me and little Marcus could be out of the house at 7.
And I woke up at 8. Annoyed as hell.
When we woke up, we went for him to fail his driver's test again.
Failed that goddamn test. However,
I understood.
We all would have failed this one. Just the random rule that they had.
I was just like, oh, well, here we go. So now he doesn't have a permit. Have to go take him to get another permit tomorrow. Oh,
I didn't even realize that part.
Yeah, he don't have a permit, so he can't drive. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up early, take him to go get another permit, and then he going to try to take his driver's test all over again. This time, he didn't take it bad. He was just like, all right, cool.
God dang. I think for us, I don't think it would be as bad if we didn't have to start from scratch of teaching him how to drive.
What do you mean?
If, like, I was telling somebody, this era of having a permit, when we were coming up, I wasn't learning how to drive when I got my permit. I was just using that to hurry up and get out of the way so I could go ahead and go for my license. Mm-hmm. For that reason, and I don't know anybody other than James, I don't know of anybody that had to learn how to drive once they had their permit. They could already drive. Mm. Already really good drivers. So that was never crossing my mind of, oh, I'm going to have to teach one of my kids how to drive first. Mm. While they have a permit. The first time, it wasn't his first time driving a car because when we in Kentucky, but because we in California, that's one of the reasons. People can't put people behind the wheel and tell them just go check the truck somewhere because you're going to hit something. It's in the city. So starting from that type of scratch of,
yeah,
you hit, all right, don't slam on your brakes. We're going to go through the windshield. Stop, 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 stop. What are you doing? Going through all of that for months. Now it's like, now if he could already drive, I failed because of this. All right. It just feel like a longer journey
versus
you got your permit. You already going to go take your test.
It's been long. So we're going to have him try again because I'm like, I need you off of my schedule. I need for certain things for you to be able to do. I need you to be able to. I need not to have to go back to the school to pick you up. I need you to be able to drive yourself home.
Yeah, all those little random things you got on the weekends. Go.
That's going to knock 2 hours out of my day.
Whew.
I need it. He wants it. I won't hit for him.
He finally wants it. Once he started losing some of his freedom of going to see his friends, we like, no. Nah. You could have drove if you had but no. Now he's like, I need to get my license. You damn right you need to get your license. Y'all, your little friends that don't want to drive, they can keep Ubering places.
Yeah.
And their parents taking them.
So there was a girl who took her test right before him. Then the mom, I was like, hey. I was like, yeah, was your daughter who's testing? She was like, yeah, this is her third test. She's like, she better pass or she's paying for that next permit. I said, it's my son's third time too. I said, now, do we have to wait 6 months? She's like, no, if he fails, you can go right back in there and get his permit. And I said, okay. I said, but they're both going to pass. She's like, oh. She said,
I'd be like, what you don't know about my wife? You don't let her speak things like that because a lot of times the opposite will happen.
Well, no, I'll be speaking good things.
Yeah, I know.
But no, I'm saying some good things be happening too.
Sometimes.
Right.
The situations like this is like, no, shut up. Don't you say.
So we going to see.
I think it might be
It's not a new rule. It's just Latanya was like, what is the some new rule? No. There's a scenario that happened in this city that would not happen in the city we live in.
It's that specific city. It's just like they got an extra lane or whatever it may be. It's just like, well, we don't have to deal with that in the city. And I think it might be that. I don't think nobody passed when I told you it was two people that were there that both failed when I took him. to that same one, and he failed. I'm like, no, and that's Angel's like, no, we gonna do it right here in the city we live in the shit that you familiar with.
The only reason why we hadn't had him do it in this city is it's so congested.
Yeah, so congested, busy. The DMV is a lot busier.
A lot busier.
Yeah, we were taking him. The streets are big and wide. The lanes is wide. Ain't nobody up there. And he was like, there's a thing online where you can see the course before you go. But they all do that.
So,
but you don't need to know the course. You're going to be driving places where you ain't familiar with. Just go get your goddamn license.
We're going to try again. I don't know when we're going to have time. The reason why I was trying to have him do it on spring break is that his afternoons are all busy. But we're going to figure it out.
What afternoons is busy?
Because of track. Like, I don't know how soon he can take the driver's license again. I know he can get his permit immediately. Hopefully, he can take the test immediately.
That's what I thought you were saying. Okay.
That's what the woman kind of made it seem like, but I don't know. The woman whose daughter also failed. But I got to check online. Yeah. Regardless. All right, guys. I got some news to share with y'all. It make me so sad. My alopecia is back. And it's over here booming.
Yeah, that alley is over acting a goddamn fool.
So while I get little spots here and there, but they pretty much grow back so fast that like I haven't had to worry about it. Like by the time I realize I had a spot, it's because I feel, oh, there's I have short hair here. Oh, I must have lost hair. And it's not like short broken off hair. It's short baby hair. It's like I'm a cute little newborn. Anyways, there was a spot the last time I put these in, which was in December. It was the size of a quarter, so it did alarm me because that's the size of the spot that Marcus first discovered when we first discovered, oh, yeah, no, there's really something wrong. As I was taking out, this is a new set. It's not even done. The middle of my head still needs to be done. As I was taking out this old set, I'm standing at the DMV, and I'm feeling where the braid or the twist in ends where my real hair or new growth begins, but I'm feeling like it only feels like three strands are in my scalp. So I'm like trying to gently take this braid out. I'm trying to untwist it. Eventually, it just slides into my hand. I was like, no. And so I finished untwisting it, making sure I'm not losing my mind in that, like, my real hair is inside of this twist. And sure enough, this little long curl of my real hair was in the middle of the twist. I was like, dang. So I'm standing at the DMV and I'm feeling and I'm like, oh, shoot, that's a nice size spot. That's no longer the size of a quarter. That's like a silver dollar. So I take a picture of it and I see it and I'm like, shit, it's so bad. It's not good. And so while my braider was redoing my hair, that's the reason why I'm all so tired right now. She was braiding, twisting my hair until 3 a.m. We still not done.
No, it ain't until 3. How many hours was that?
It was a lot of hours. I want to say we started. What time did you look on your thing and see what time you ordered food and it was delivered? Because we probably started installing an hour after that food came. But anyways, there's a spot beside the big spot that's like the size of the tip of my thumb. And I can tell they're trying to meet each other.
2:30.
So, yeah. So 12 hours, 3 till 3. I don't know why it's taking so long to get these put in. It didn't take that long. So I made my appointment. I'm going to do an Instagram post today because I haven't been on the gram for a couple of days. About it. I made my appointment with my dermatologist. It's on April the 17th or 18th. I'm going to start getting my injections again. I possibly am about to change up my diet again to remove all inflammatory foods. And then as far as in external stressors, luckily, the cotillion, which has probably been the most stressful one, that one's coming to a close anyways. So I won't have that as a stressor.
And don't feel nothing in that space.
Hush up. You about to be a stressor trying to be dictating right now.
I ain't dictating.
That's exactly what that was.
Go ahead. Everybody else see it.
See? You want to add to the stress right now?
I'm here. I ain't adding. I'm already alone.
No. That is coming to a close, so I don't have to really worry about that. And I can definitely, well, not can, I will be delegating so much more now just to keep this out of from happening. What's crazy, what I was telling Marcus, is that the only time I felt like a twinge of like, oh, this is a lot, was that dang on booklet. And the only reason why was because I was responsible for so many people's money. Like, it was like, okay, this actually has to turn out because these people have paid all this money. But these people are also the ones that are effing it up by not giving me their stuff. But I feel like everything else will be like just easy breezy. Walk in the park. Also, there's stressors with work. Like, we're pointing to this thing. All of these things, I can go F it and just move on. I can't do that with work. I can't do that with the, what are the ideas? How much are they going to cost? Those are consistent, constant stressors. In the industry is still on some old bullshit. So, yeah, that, I don't know what all to pinpoint, but what I do know is I am going.
Sound like you're about to go into an ad.
What I do know is that I'm going to have to do a little bit of a lifestyle change. So, again, injections, changing up my diet, delegating, and seeing what comes out of it. So, because it's not the angel sit down somewhere. It's not that part. Mm-mm. No, because there is not doing a, how can I put it? Doing a lot of things is not the part that stresses me. It is when I have.
Well, it's the conflicts that come with it.
Elaborate.
It ain't just you doing a whole lot of things. You got to deal with people. That's got to be a negotiation or an argument. It's relying on this person. Well, they said they was going to do this. Well, all right, well, let's talk about it. Well, girl, I already sent this over. All right, that's that. Now, over here, it ain't just you walking in three different rooms. It's you walking in three different rooms painting. The blinds ain't up. The carpet ain't down, but you got furniture to put down. Walking in this room, wanting to sit down in the chair and do that, but ain't no chair in there because so-and-so was supposed to put the chair in there. So it is those things.
Yeah, I know. I like how you described it. It's not the doing too much. It is the complexities of the responsibilities and the people who I'm supposed to be sharing responsibilities with that are the stressors.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with you on that. I've been doing a whole lot for forever. Like, doing the whole lot is not the issue. It is the issue of the interpersonal things.
What I will say is, before this season of all these damn committees that you own, the doing a whole lot looked different from this season that you in now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what, like, being on these committees and then being held to this standard and following these rules versus voluntarily, oh, I'm going to go help so-and-so with this. I'm going to go help so-and-so do that. And I'm going to go over here, do this and that. If one of them things fall off, who give a shit? But now it's just like, because you're on these committees, now there's people relying on you and systems relying on you. That is a different load.
It is a different load. And this is what I'll put on
46.
And this is what I'll put on it too. Is that, again, I don't believe that I am delegating enough. And I have to be okay with delegating and letting people fall on their face and things falling apart. Yeah.
And they don't even fall on their face. they just don't be delivering. And it's like, oh yeah, and then it falls on you, and you, and then
no, we won't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna let it fall.
No,
on
I'm sorry. I said that's what it's been in the past. Yes. And I've seen you stress out over them things, and I'm like that person over, you know, skipping through the tulips.
Right. That's the part that I'm definitely going to be okay with being like, oh yeah, no, it didn't get done. They didn't do it, and I didn't pick up the slack.
That'll turn me on. Will it? You don't want me to be like, oh well, fuck it. I'm like, no, slow clap in the background. Come on, kids.
This is the now. Here's where it becomes like, ooh, how am I really gonna do it? The thing that people can always trust that I'm gonna show up for and show out for are my kids, and that is where majority of the activities typically deal with something dealing with one of my kids. Little Marcus gets a lot of it. But, like, I can even say, like, with Jack and Jill, the responsibilities I have regarding the twins and Amar, few and far between. I planned their event, moved on. Being over the teens because I want to make sure little Marcus has a great experience. However, I'll say this. As you notice, since January, you ain't really heard me talk much about it.
No, yeah, Jack and Jill kind of fell off.
Yeah, you haven't heard me talk much about it.
Y'all don't hear me talk about it.
No.
You know I done fell off. I done pulled all the way back. I done pulled out.
Listen, you haven't, the point the point of the thing is,
It has been in and out, but it hasn't been as much as it was.
Right. Yeah. I definitely was like, all right, I got over the two big humps. I'm going to give some of this matching energy as some other folk of like.
Yeah. Not some. Like, let's all know. We're going to all do the same. I'm going to give the amount of energy that's given from everybody else.
The cotillion is the one that once that's off of my plate, it's going to feel real different. It's going to feel real different because that one, I fully did to myself, but also thought it would come together differently. Now, mind you, when people see it, they're going to be like, this was amazing. And I'm going to be like, hell yeah, it was.
All right, girl. So I done did it one time. So now, so what we can do is probably be done by August. Okay. Cause we done did all the steps. So first the booklet, what we want to do.
It is hard when you're building the infrastructure of something that y'all have never done before. It's just like,
yeah, but the scary part is now that you done it and you know, it can be done.
But delegate. Well, it doesn't happen next year.
No, listen, delegate. No, it ain't got to be done.
It doesn't happen next year. It doesn't happen next year. It doesn't happen next year, regardless. It does not happen. Also, comma, the year after, if it happens again, guess whose child ain't in it? So guess who is less vested automatically? Soon as you put, what did Ebony say? Did you hear what Ebony said? You remember at the Black History Month?
I don't know what she said.
She said, I don't know about nobody else's parent, but Angel goes hard for her kids more than anybody else I see. She said, if they become drug dealers, that's some old bullshit.
Well, they're going to be the best damn drug dealers there ever was.
When it comes to my kids, and it's just, you know what? It's from trauma. My mother was not able, outside of just working, my mother was not present.
Yeah.
At, like, how can I put it? Because I don't want to.
In the activities. Like, yeah. Your mama was too busy paying bills and handling stuff. She didn't have time to all this extracurricular.
Like, she might have made it.
You're going there and make A's, get out of my face.
Right. She might have made it to a talent show or two. But, like, between church and work, my mother didn't really have time to do all of this stuff. I wanted that for myself. So I was like, oh, I want that for my kids. And now my kids expect it. And they love it. So it's just, you know, if I was rich and didn't have to work, wouldn't be so bad.
If you rich, it's going to be because you working. That's what.
I know.
As simple as that.
I know. If I can remove that.
Should have married up.
I did. Go ahead. Get up here.
All right. So what we going to do?
Come on.
Ashley got nothing.
Come on. And it is Delta syndrome. Let me tell you.
That's, yeah, you Deltas be overachieving. Chill yeah, out.
It is a lot. It's a lot. I'll look up that diet, Johnique. So anyways, I'm aware of, and it was so funny. This is what's hilarious. I had just seen this goddamn post that this black female therapist that I met at Woman Evolve said. She was like, just because you're good at dealing with stress does not mean that there aren't some repercussions that you're eventually going to face. And I quite literally, I think I saved it to be like, I rebuke you.
I think I got so used to dealing with stress, I still don't know how to fully come out of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Whether it was like, well, I don't think there's no such thing as a good stress, but like being concerned about something getting done that you're excited about, like from dealing with stuff at work, it's just like, well, I got to go in here, got to do this, this and that. Well, you know, even though you're excited about the project, it's still like a level of stress. Or if it was like in a negative way of just like sick and tired of these people, but we still got to do blah, 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 blah. I dealt with that for so many years. So me waking up anxious, not knowing what the hell I'm anxious about, I've gotten used to that.
Yeah.
And I still wake up like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, especially when I don't be getting enough sleep. I wake up, I'm just like, and I be asking myself, why are you so anxiety ridden right now? Chill out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I got into a rhythm of doing that for so long of even like, because a lot of times, like at work, I would wake up. If I didn't get enough sleep, I wake up anxious. And then once I remember everything, it would go away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, yeah. No, I got this. I got this. I'm gonna handle that. Get to work, blah, 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 blah. Boom. Told y'all, get out of my face. I am the shiznit when it comes to this. Just to stress, get that done, just to stress over the next thing that's coming up.
Be like, oh, there's something else I can stress about. Watch me.
So now if I like wake up, it's like, all right, no. What is it? It ain't, there's like I said before, there's no target for me to aim at other than, well, you know, you can go over here and post something. Just, come on. But yeah, I deal with that for so long. There ain't no telling what's building up in me right now.
Listen, I think we all like,
get something cut out here in a couple years.
No, don't say that. All my safe stuff is kind of gone.
That happened to mine too. Was it on Instagram?
Yeah, okay, no, I found
it. Oh, no, a bunch of mine was gone. I had like 2-3 different, I had some core workouts. I was like, I'm going to try that.
Oh, I think I might have been like so frustrated with her. I was like, nah, I don't agree. And just moved on. Dang, I wish I would have kept it though, because it seemed like something that would have been perfect for this moment. I think she's a twin. Is her name Tyler?
I saw Keir Gaines. He was at the gym working out. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Oh, it's a post?
Yeah. No. And he was saying, I just saw this today. He was talking about, he said, the worst thing you can do is compare yourself to somebody else that's doing something different for you, or even somebody else is doing the same thing because they're not you. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm sitting here in the gym. He said, this dude over here beside me is killing it. Like the amount of, I mean, he's so way stronger than me. He said, but I also have to realize I'm not the same me as I was 10 years ago. I now have a family. I now have children. I have other priorities that I need to handle. Mm-hmm. He said, therefore, I'm only going to get in the gym when I can. He said, and this is like a key moment to life. You shouldn't compare yourself to what anybody else is doing, or even to yourself, because you go through phases.
Right.
So then as in the middle of this, the dude is like, hey man, just want to let you know, I'm a really big fan. He said, I follow your stuff. So now they're off camera. You can hear their conversation or whatever. The dude's giving him all his flowers. He was like, oh man, thank you so much, blah, blah. Then he came down. He said, wow. He said, the fact that this is the perfect example.
Yeah.
You're over here admiring what somebody else is doing. You have no idea that they're actually admiring the work that you're doing as well. I was like, it was actually a dope. Like that would only be set up for somebody like him.
Yeah.
Like that would only happen to kids. Like
he puts so much good out in the world. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Shout out to the bros. He does put so much good stuff. I always be like, because it do be. It'd be like so poignant. I wish I could remember the young lady's name. I wish I could remember names better.
Yeah, he wanted to do Tasting with Tank.
He was willing to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's when I was planning on traveling because I was going to get the Val and all them, him.
You can still.
And then, now things changed as far as what was going on with this whole, with our careers. I'm like, I ain't going to spend that money right now.
Once we have another influx, we need it for the write-off. Yeah. Speaking of, we need
yeah, because that's what it was. I was like, oh, yeah, this is actually like travel work. It's like getting this done. I had a list of people I was going to travel to. And I was like, you know what? Let me go and save it for another time.
There you go. Yeah, Chicago to Atlanta to D.C. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Are you drinking? Oh, yeah. No.
Mm-mm. I got to switch it up.
They going to want a drink.
I might have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It don't got to be crafting cocktails.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm traumatized from the ones I did with like Brescia when we just pulled out like 20 different bottles of different whiskeys and cognacs. Like, yeah, I don't want to do this no more. That's why wine had me twisted. You know, I ain't been drinking like it.
You haven't? I have. It's keeping my blood thin so I don't get a blood clot.
Oh, my God, no. This is for Patreon. Everybody else, hold on. Patreon. Now we back. Thank you, Patreon.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Y'all don't know how special truly y'all are. Thank you for not. Oh, my God.
I don't even know why you put that. I told you. I was like,
no,
I know you wanted a genuine response, but I also was like, I already know what we're going to get.
Insanity.
I already know, but it is what it is. You know, he got a free mind. He could do what he wanted to do. I was just like,
it was good entertainment.
I was like, I would not. I do not want
good entertainment.
Anyhow, I'm about to leave to go on the tour. Ooh, Ebony, I got to ask you a question if you're on here still. Yeah, you are. Me and my son, because I didn't get to do it last year. So I'm excited to do it this year. My husband got the blessing of experiencing all that. I was high-key jealous. I was shooting Paradise at the time. This year, we're going to North Carolina A&T, or as the young people HBCU on the campus tour. Call it, NCAT. Listen, everybody was like, my ears hurt. Well, you better tell your little people that go to the school, stop calling it that.
Yeah.
We are going to Xavier. We're going to Dillard. We're going to Grambling. Are we going to Southern? That's where I keep getting confused.
Gabe wants me to wants to know if y'all go Southern. He got some extra stuff or something. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell y'all because I keep messing up. Yes, okay.
I want to go Grambling.
So, yes, so we're going to, let me say it again.
NCAT and Grambling.
I'm going to North Carolina A&T, Xavier, Dillard, Southern, Grambling, Perryview. Xavier. I'm going to try to get that in. Xavier, not Xavier.
I was going to correct you, but I left.
Prairieview and University of Houston. But I'm going to also see, that's why I got to talk to Ebony, if we can get in Texas Southern on that last day that I'm there. Texas Southern is also in Houston. So I'm like, if we can get all of them in, it's going to make me very happy. A very happy young lady. So me and my son, along with two other classmates of his and two other moms, are going to be hitting the road. And I'm so frustrated because the one mom who planned this time, the date, Ebony, would be, I can tell you right now, the date would be 4-3. We would be doing the same day as Prairie View in the University of Houston. If we can get Texas Southern in there as well.
Yes! Yes!
That would be so good.
And don't pull what we did. We were setting up here in Hampton. I was like, y'all, if we leave right now in speed, we can get to the Howard tour 15 minutes late. We should have been gone. They were like, that lady was up there still talking. We were... And look, we was in that little chapel and that bench was creaking and cracking.
Well, here's the thing. This is the life I be living. This me and the mom, we got me and the one of the moms, we got in an argument because they're going to Tuskegee. I cut that one right off my list. I said,
love Tuskegee. Love what they represent. But Alabama.
I said, we're not going.
You ain't putting my son in that situation.
And also,
that could happen anywhere, but
also, the ticket price to get to Atlanta was stupid. That's really why I got cut off. So I said, how much would it cost for me to go to Raleigh-Durham and say it? And the ticket price was way cheaper. I said, so yeah. Raleigh is where we're going. We're going to drive.
Yeah, no
to
shade North to Alabama, Atlanta, but that prison.
Documentary. Oh, my God. I said I won't.
And ain't nothing fixed. It ain't nothing better. Is it?
No.
It's just a documentary. Hey, this is what happens right here.
I said, and that, so sorry. So super duper excited about this tour. I know. I hear it's an amazing school. And the
No, I've heard it was dope.
The other two will be there touring it while we will be at North Carolina A&T.
Yeah.
We will be there with them. Bow, 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 bow. At the, so, and I think Marcus is going to really like North Carolina A&T.
Yeah.
So he was actually.
And now everybody can be like, how y'all not go to NCAT? We didn't go up there. That's the next time we travel. No, boy, them A&T people was mad we didn't go there last year.
Listen.
First of all.
He was, Lil Marcus was a little bit like, oh, we're not getting to do Tuskegee. I was like, no. And did you want to go to Tuskegee? And he was like, well, you know, I know, his old, dude that used to work at the school, he used to talk so highly about it. And I was like, yeah, he's going to be there doing the tour as well. Oh, well, though. I was like, he's excited. He's flying in for their tour. The tour. I'm so sorry. We'll have to see it another time. Because them prices were pissing me off. Also, this is a road trip.
I was all about that part.
I was not.
Like, give me the road trip. Get the snacks. Let's get
on
this road.
The bottom of my leg was hurting driving here.
Yeah, it was.
I said, am I having restless leg syndrome? And so you know I'm about to have to drive a good 12 hours. He said he can see it when he comes to Morehouse. Go visit, what you call it? Thank you for saying your alma mater. We named correctly. We don't like. Yeah, Xavier is going to take me a little time just because we had a dog named Xavier.
Yeah, and his name was Xavier. We was, because we black, we pronounced it Xavier. And his name was X. That's what we call
him. And then, NCAT going to have to be mad. But Xavier, I will get right. But NCAT, I was like, wait a minute. The people that go there currently been calling it that. I think the people
call
my age. I think the people my age that graduated from there, they call it A&T.
Oh, A&T.
I, who did not go there, if you tell me A&T, I'm not going to know that you're talking about North Carolina. I need that descriptor in order for me to know what we're talking about. But anyways, so excited. So be praying for us. Me and Marcus are going to have to shoot probably on Sunday to so that our podcast is covered for next week.
Yeah.
And me and Kevin are shooting ahead of time, too, so I don't have to take this laptop, which I'm so happy about that. I could body roll. I'm so excited. I'm just going to have my iPad.
Your iPad.
My iPad with my little thing that writes notes to write. Yeah, my stylus so I can write notes. So tell me. About your skull.
Looking all old.
Tell my son. What would he like? This is great. Really, all we need to know is about scholarships.
I know.
That's all.
Hell yeah, 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 yeah. Scholarships.
Tell me more.
But man, we need, stop. Scholarships.
Yes, Ebony, we want to do, let me tell you what it's looking like. We're doing Prairie View at 9, University of Houston at noon. So like,
hey, this is during the weekend. Y'all
like
can discuss
a 3 o'clock.
This offline.
Sorry, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. God bless y'all. We'll see you. We'll see Patreon on Sunday because we're going to shoot an episode.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see y'all tomorrow. Nah, we was about to end it. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll holler at y'all next time. Love y'all. Y'all can go to
shopmamalikes.com.
Y'all can go to manshyt@manshyt.com. Check that out. Y'all have a good one. Check y'all out next week, fam.
Bye.